Welcome to Mecha Do About Nothing, the only mecha podcast courting disaster by ranking all of the shows it's watched. I'm your host, Ian Gregory.
And I'm your host, Daniel Forziat.
And pursuant to like the end of the Macross 7 episode where we talked about all our bonus episodes, and Dan was like, maybe we should do an episode where we just rank all the shows we watched on MAL. And I was like, yep, we're doing it. So now it's happening, like 2 weeks later.
Hooray. Yeah. So we have a lot of shows we've watched, but it's actually not as many as we thought there were. So
putting them in a list,
I don't know
like
how long this is going to take.
For one thing, it's not everything we've done on the show, because we can't include things that aren't anime on MAL, like Pacific Rim or Gunhead or Macross 2, the role-playing game.
You know, the role-playing game.
That said, there are 37 entries on this list, which does include some season 2s, and we'll get to our rules about how we're going to rank these in a moment.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited, actually.
Some fun stats is, let's see, 18 TV shows, 7 OVAs, 12 movies, 558 episodes, 10 3/5 days, or 10.35 days of anime watched.
So, listeners, if you have been with us from the beginning, those stats also apply to you, which is really disgusting if you think about it.
Yeah, you should be ashamed
of yourself.
I'm sorry
we wasted that much time.
All
right, shall we go into the rules, of which we have like two?
Yeah, but we still have rules, Dan. This is a civilized society.
We do live in a society, I agree.
So the general idea is Dan and I are each going, we're going to get to a show, and we're each going to give our ranking of what that show is. And then the final result that will go on the page and we'll post the list to it will be sort of the average of our two scores. If Dan gives a show a 7 and
fair.
I give a show a 9, it will end up with an 8.
And I guess we can alternate too, right? Like, I'll say my score first the first time, then you say your mm-hmm. score first the next time, just to keep it sort of... Just because, you know, if I want to give a show a 1 and you're like, wait a second, I think this show is like a 6. We don't like game the system and you give it like a 10.
Yeah, and
so that would be weird.
I don't want to, we're not going to spend too much time discussing every show, but if there's like interesting disagreements or reflections, they'll come up, of course.
Yes.
Dan, I think we should only rate shows within half points. So like, I think saying a show is a 7.5 is fine, but saying a 7.25 is a bridge too far.
Oh, I wasn't even going to give it half points, but that's fine with me.
I don't know. Cool, there are shows that I think are distinctly between 6 and 7. For me, that's going to be an important number.
See, I've been trying to think, I'm like, because I have to think of all the shows. I'm like, okay, if I have to sort of range these shows out, like what is a 1? Because we're giving them like actual scores.
We're
right?
Gonna try to use the IGN whole range. Scores. So like we're gonna try to use some 10s, we're gonna try to use some maybe not 1s. It's hard for me to imagine a 1. But definitely 2s or 3s.
Like maybe 2s or 3s. Okay, cool. Alright. So I got that picture in my head and I think I'm ready to
The last disclaimer is, this is all for 2-season shows, we're going to give them a single rating between both seasons.
Yeah.
Which makes more sense from the perspective of the podcast and no sense at all from how MAL ranks seasons, so don't worry about that. Because I think we'll agree that like 00 season 2 is worse than 00 season 1, but we're going to give them the same rating.
Yeah, because it's
be the
so
average
weird to like
of season
think
one
about
and season
them
two.
Separately. In your head, it's like, oh, well, season 1 is a 10, but season 2 is really a 3. So it's like, well, sure, I guess, but it's all 00, right? So it's like,
yeah. And lastly,
anyhow,
like, everything,
shall we get into it?
Well, I just want to say everything we're reading is relative to the stuff we've seen. So I'm going to give like, there's probably a couple shows I'm going to try to give a 10 on here, and probably I don't like any of them as much as the only show I have on my personal MAL is a 10, which is Ping Pong. But like, everything is relative to other mecha shows, so that's why the ratings are going to be a little skewed, I think. If you are just a random...
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you are just a random anime viewer coming to our list, you might be very confused by some of the ratings we've given.
Yeah, because when we're about to give Buddy Complex a 10 out of 10, it'll really blur.
Sorry, Dan, I don't think I've seen that anime.
Listen, man, I'm going to really think hard on Gargantia, or like second episode ever, or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
or
our opinions of these shows
it's gonna be hard.
Will in part be determined by how our feelings on them have changed since we watched them. Since we're clearly rating these
and
long
Gargantia?
After. Gargantia
is only going up, baby.
Yeah, it's improved.
It's only going up. But like, the stocks are rising.
if we rated Gargantua right after we watched it, it'd be like a 2. But I think now it's got a much better shot of being a middling show.
Oh, I think it's got a shot, man.
So
I'm so excited.
Let's get going. It's alphabetical order because that's how Mal sorts things. And we figured, why not? Mm-hmm. Sorting them into the order we watched them in would be way too much effort. So
I started that way just because that's where I got the list from, was our podcast. Mm-hmm. But I like kind of messed it up and I was like, it's whatever. But anyhow.
Buddy Complex. Let's begin.
Buddy Complex. Do we say the score first?
I think we each say our score first and then we should discuss it. I've got a score in mind for Buddy Complex.
Right here, baby. A nice solid 6.
Oh, I gave it a 4.
Oh, God. Okay. You was really... Wow.
So that means it comes out to a 5 if you're incapable of math, which you might be.
Well, that's right there, baby. That's a very good... That's a very average show. Yeah. Right there in the middle.
I gave it a 4 because I just was like, I loathe this show and what it does to time travel.
Okay, really? Interesting. I actually think this show is...
I don't remember anything about it. It's only gotten less memorable over time.
Dude, it has Dio and Alba, dude. Those are the two people on the front. And then the rest, you're right. I have no idea who the rest are. But I thought the show was like... It's one of those shows, man, where it's 13 episodes and right there. Goes right through you. In through the eyes, out through the nose. Whatever. It's like yoga or something.
What kind of yoga are you doing?
Let's move on. Den Setsuki.
Dan, I'm going to suggest we skip this one and do the next one so that we do them in order. So Densetsu Kyojin Ideon Seishoku Hen is the one that came out first, and then Hatsude
Hen is the saying. One
later. So let's do Densetsu Kyojin Ideon Seishoku Hen, which is a legendary giant Ideon, but in English, it's Space Runaway Ideon, because I guess they thought that was catchier in English.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so wait, are we doing this one combined, or are we doing this one separate?
We're doing them separate, because these are two very different. One is a recap movie, and one is original content. I think they have to be separate.
Oh, okay, cool. So I give the... you go first. I shot Buddy Complex last time.
I'll give it a 6.
Oh, that's pretty high, man.
What about you?
I was going to give the recap movie like a 5.
All right, so... Oh, it turns out Mal doesn't even support half rankings.
So we can round up. Let's round up.
Round up. Always round up. D&D rules.
Round up, so 6.
It's a 6. I think I'm partially skewed by my favor of the TV show.
I think so. I think you've got a little bit of something there.
And then...
Inside you. That I don't have.
Ew. Densetsu Kyojin Ideon Hatsudohen, which is the... Be Invoked, which is the sort of finale movie.
Mm-hmm.
For this, Dan, why don't you go first?
Okay, I'm going to give this one a 7 based on my previous score of the first one as a 5. I think this one is significantly more interesting and better. But I still think the fact that you have to watch the first one first, and as movies, they don't really quite... There's like... The pacing is kind of, you know, wild.
Okay, that works.
But I still think it's good.
Because I was going to give it an 8 too, which is 2 above
the previous ranking. So we're like really on the same page.
Yeah, we just have a different opinion of Ideon generally.
Okay, cool. So a 6 and an 8.
And I think it'd be interesting to see how we rank the TV show, which I've seen, but you haven't. But that's a long show, so no point to it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll get there one day. I mean, I really enjoyed the ending of the second movie. So I'm totally willing to go back and watch the first, but 50 episodes.
It's a lot. All right.
Yeah.
Next up, Dan. Fumofu, Full Metal Panic. Scourge of this podcast. Very nearly a year ago ended our show.
I think this is one of those shows, and I said it when we were recording that, it's not meant for us anymore. We aged out of it, and it's a product of its time. And I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. But it's your turn to go first.
2. I loathe this show. I hate it. This is the bottom for us. This is the worst show we watch.
I still can't believe that's only 24 episodes. It felt like a millennia.
It really did.
Man, I don't want our floor to be that low, but I think you're right. I think if this is going to be our floor, I'll agree with you on 2. I was going to say 3, but the problem is I think that there's other shows that I kind of want to rate near 3 and 4, and I think this one is
worse. We're continuing to skew their ranking because this has a 7.69 on Mal.
I saw that when I was putting it in. I think we are going to be actually quite not even close to the mark. Let's just put it that. I was going to say diverse, but, you know, we'll see. Okay, moving on.
Gundam Build Fighters.
Oh my, 10 out of 10. Where do what am I doing here? Is this the best show? Okay, seriously? Probably a 9.
I was going to give it an 8, but a 9 works. It'll even out to a 9.
Okay. I think I've said this during the recording, but I've shown this show to people who don't like Gundam and people who don't care about Gundam, and they've loved it. Because it's just like a charming, cute, fun show that's actually like super easy to get into, even if you don't care about Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, as you said before, it's like a typical shonen sports plot where like you get good, right? You fight people, your friends, your rivals. I give it a 9, and you give it a 8.
I give it an 8 because I agree with you on all of that, but it is still just a kid's show, and it's missing a little oomph, a little power behind it because it's just like a toy commercial. That doesn't mean it's like not the best toy commercial ever made, but wouldn't quite rank it as highly, but I don't have any problems with it being a 9. This is a great show.
Okay. Okay, cool.
G no Reconquista.
Oh boy, you're going to really do me dirty on this one, dude. I'm going to try to be honest with my review, but it's your turn.
I think it's been a long time. I have a lot of feelings about this show. I think I'm going to give it a 6.
That's actually way higher than I thought you were going to give it.
I've improved on it a little. Part of it is that the only thing I really remember are the mecha designs, which I thought were quite good. And I remember the ending being total mess, but it's still like got some fairly interesting moments and the character designs are interesting. It's interesting that those are what stuck in my head, but it's improved.
It's a really pretty show.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's like super pretty. Okay, cool. We're close. I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh, wow. We're giving G-Reco a 7. Mal's going to hate us.
I'm standing by G-Reco. Okay. First off, the movies are coming out. It's really okay. It's odd that we have a full Gundam show in 26 episodes, even though it's supposed to be longer.
Really?
I think it has like a lot going for it. It's made by Tomino. It's got a lot of wacky moments. It's super pretty. The soundtrack, I think, is amazing. Mm-hmm. The plot is a bit of a mess, but like
as what Tomino talked about Gundam
on the last podcast, right? Like, when does Tomino not kind of make a mess? So I think this is actually one of the like the sleeper Gundam hits that I will actually recommend to most people because it's an AU, anyone can watch it too. So I think I give it a 7.
Next, Kido Keisatsu Pat Labor 2, the movie. So this is the Pat Labor movie 2 with all the military stuff.
Yes, this is this one with Goto and I forget her name. I'm Kinoki? Horrible because I only remember the beautiful man that is Goto.
Yeah.
Ah, man, we were too stupid to watch this, and it hasn't gotten to me.
No.
So maybe a 5?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to be lame and
shoot right down the middle. Okay.
Here's the thing about this movie. So I've been watching anime, and we've been watching it on Verve, which is this free... No, it's not free, but someone we know has a membership. You know how it works. And it's anime streaming service, but they've also got other stuff on there. And occasionally they'll do things like make funny categories on the homepage, like lists of anime as a joke. So once it was like, is that a JoJo reference? And it was JoJo and all the shows that have JoJo references in them. Including things like Fist of the North Star. And once it was anime to impress that friend, and it was things like Ghost in the Shell, Akira, some other, it was like the Strange Family, and then Pat Labor 2, the movie. And I like laughed for like a solid 2 minutes and then had to explain to Anna why I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, it's like because it's actually the most geopolitical scientific movie of all time. But also, and it's extremely
utterly incomprehensible to filthy Americans.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, next up is Kido Keisatsu Pat Labor, the movie 1.
Which is substantially different than the second movie.
I'd give this guy... I don't know, maybe... I'm stuck between a 7 and an 8. I think a 7.
I'm going to go a 7, too. Beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Great, like, condensed storyline that actually, I think, fits the Pat Labor narrative a little bit better than the rambling buddy cop show.
Mm-hmm. Good mystery stuff. Good action sequences. Looks gorgeous, as Pat Labor usually does.
But I find myself kind of forgetting a lot of it, which makes me think that maybe there was a lot of parts that were not very memorable. unfortunately.
True. I still remember the big bits of it, which I like, but...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kido Keisatsu Pat Labor on television. We should really do another Pat Labor, huh, if it's only these three. Probably we should get around to watching that second season of TV show, which wraps up the story and stuff. It's not that long. So, mm-hmm. Dan, Pat Labor TV, 47 episodes, this bad boy, a long time ago.
Man, so we were watching this during an extremely busy time of my life. I think I was going to, like, some Magic GPs. I remember watching this in the airport a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Super odd, I know. But that being said, some episodes, as we talked about, are super funny and super good.
Extremely good.
Some episodes are real stinkers, man.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, super biased, and because it's us, I want to like the show, and I want to love it. So I'm going to give it a 6. I don't think it's bad, but it's hard for me to
I was
going to
give it a 7, because... What has happened in the flow of time is that I only remember the good episodes. And I look very favorably on the characters. So I think as a show to introduce us to those characters who we really like, and like the setting, which is pretty good, I would rate
that. Yeah, Konoha Clancy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even like goons like Oda are memorable. Like,
that's true. It's sort of like, maybe, are you familiar with Lupin?
Yes, Lupin III. I love Lupin.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, where, like, if you're ever, like, watching something and, like, you see Lupin characters or Lupin pops up, you're always like, oh, I love Goemon and Lupin and
Fujiko.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's sort of like that, where it's, like, a super memorable cast. So I agree. I think 7's good.
Yeah.
So we'll round up to 7.
All right. Knights and Magic. So in the chronology of this coming out, we have not yet released our episodes on Knights and Magic, but we just finished recording them a few days ago. And this is our sneak preview of our view of it.
Man.
And I'll sneak preview the entire discussion by saying, here's a couple words. If this were the manga, I'd be rating it a lot higher.
All right, go for it, Ian.
I want to give this like a 6.
All right. I mean, I don't want to game you. But I want it to be a 5, so I will give it a 5, and we can round up to the 6.
I don't want it to be the same level of Buddy Complex. I think this is a better show than Buddy Complex. But I see how close they are. I understand. 5, yeah, okay. 6 it is, but...
Because I actually agree with that 100%, because this show and Buddy Complex, in my mind, they're literally both 13 episodes, which is funny. But I will never care about these shows ever again from this point on in my life.
That's true. They are so bad. Unforgettable.
I don't think they're bad at all. It's just like they have no impact,
Dan,
on me
without knowing it. We've already begun skewing towards the 5s and the 6s, like, for our averages, which I guess
that's
makes
pretty
sense.
Good, though, yeah. I think, yeah,
because they're not bad. All right, finally we're in a huge chunk now of the Macrosses.
Oh, because they all start with Macross. They all start. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
So, SDF Macross. This is Macross Season 1. 36 episodes.
Oh,
tough to
Ian,
rate,
right? You get ball here, man. This is it. You get to break my heart, is what is going to happen here.
I think I'd give Macross 1 a 7.
Okay. Again, we're actually... never a point off of each other, because I'd give it an 8.
All right, 8 it is. I'm fine with an 8. I thought about 8.
I think you're right. There's definitely flaws. I don't think it can be a 9. That's for sure.
No.
But I think for what it does, I was going to give it an 8. I think if you power couple it with Do You Remember Love in some weird amalgam, you can get a 9. But that's...
Original Macross just has... It's really good, and it's got really great highs, but it's got a few too many episodes where nothing happens.
Yeah, it's sort of like Pat Labor.
Speaking of shows with, like, episodes where nothing happens. Macross 7.
All right, we're on 7.
Dan, you get to vote first this time.
Okay, I don't want to talk much about Macross 7.
We just
talked about
it a lot.
And I will not be giving it a 7. I'm going to be giving it a 6.
That's the number I was going to give it.
I think, yeah, it's totally fine. It's not bad. Definitely more memorable and better than Buddy Complex or Knights and Magic. And the rocking soundtrack, maybe a Holy Lonely Night even bumps
Holy
it up
Lonely
to
Night
6.
Itself
5.
Is rated a 9, but
yeah,
right. Just the song. Well, how about this one,
yeah,
Dan?
It's cool seeing Max and everyone.
How about this one, Dan? Macross 2, Lovers Again.
I think actually we're going to be really close on this one again, too.
I want to give this a 5.
I hate you.
Why?
Because I was also going to give it a 5.
Nice. Here's the thing about Macross Two Lovers again. There's nothing going on in this movie.
Give me your... No.
It's almost entirely and forgettable. It's like
if you've seen Do You Remember Love, you've just seen the better version. So it's like... Whatever.
Right, next up is a tricky one. Macross Plus.
Oh, boy. I actually... As much of a meme our podcast episodes were and how much fun I had actually talking about it, I don't know if this is a good show.
I know. I'm just like struggling to... Here's what I remember of Macross Plus is just that final dogfight, which is really good.
It's really good. But I also think
there's a whole bunch of stuff before that, right? I just can't remember it.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, but they're like... The thing where, like, Sharon Apple is, like, doing the cool Vocaloid thing through the city and, like, has control over the Macross, I thought that was really cool from just, like, a sci-fi perspective.
Yeah.
Just, I thought that was awesome. But you're right. Like, the first three episodes are kind of, like...
Huh?
I don't know. So this is, like, a cop-out answer. Because it's my turn, I guess. What did we give Macross 7 a 6?
Yeah.
This is, like, similar. I'll give it a 6.
I was going to give it a 6, too.
It's not bad. I think it's only 4 episodes, so it's like whatever. But you know,
things are bunching up in the middle here a little.
This next one is actually where our friendship could end.
So Macross, Do You Remember Love? This is tough for me. It's been a while since I've watched it, but I'm inclined to give this a 9.
That's incredible. Because I was going to give it an 8.
All right.
Give me your reasoning.
Like, if I wanted to show someone Macross, I would exclusively show them Do You Remember Love. If I want to relive a scene from the original Macross, I would watch Do You Remember Love. If I want to listen to the music from the original Macross, if I want to watch the ending fight, like, if I want to see anything that has to do with the original Macross, I would rather see it from Do You Remember Love, which is a number of things. One, the music is better. It's just refined. They've got more of it, and so on.
That's better. That's true.
Two, the arc is a little more logical because it's paced properly. There's good pacing.
Mm-hmm.
None of the characters...
It starts in the Macross.
None of the characters act wildly annoying like they do in the original Macross. Like, Lin-Min-Mei.
We have Kai-Fung.
Kai-Fung are both, like... Kai-Fung's, like, in the background, and Lin-Min-Mei is not a huge jerk about everything by accident. And three, this movie is beautiful. It's so good.
It is really good. Okay. I think you won me over. The problem I had with my head is I like the characters, and this is probably my bias speaking, I like the characters so much, I kind of prefer half of the show and half of Do You Remember Love, because I like spending time with those characters, and we get a lot of, like, the interactions between Misa and Hikaru Cut, and even Roy Fokker and Claudia. But that being said, you bring up some really good points where it's a little tough to recommend people watch the show. And so in my mind, I was going to give both of them an 8, because I think they're both good, but I think you're right, where if you were to sort of have to offer one or the other, then this is probably the one that you should, and therefore
do you remember Love's shorter runtime only is a huge advantage. Like,
I agree. Really quickly, are you recording these ratings? Because I am not.
Yes. I don't know. Oh, I guess they're not popping up, but if you refresh, you would see that I've been updating the ratings
as
we go down.
That's totally fine. I just wanted to bring this up now, just in case we were going to have a little crisis.
No.
But cool.
I'll go back and listen to the tapes.
Dang, 9. Sick. I'm glad. I'm happy it got
so we're done with the Macrosses, and we're into the Mobile Suit Gundams.
Ooh,
from
wow.
One franchise
wow,
to
Macross
another.
Macross into Mobile Suit Gundam? Dang. Wait, did we go from Pat Labor to Macross to Gundam?
Yeah, that's we did, amazing. Actually. That's pretty good.
That's the big three.
With Knights and Magic stuck in between.
God help us. Okay.
It's like when you're trying to... It's like when, like, pro wrestlers are trying to promote a new wrestler, and they stick them in between two big fights.
You know, that means you're like held hostage, right?
Yeah, you've got to watch them.
Watch the fight.
All right, Mobile Suit Gundam. Man. That's it. That's the first one. Kido Senshi.
I can't believe I have to go first on this.
You have to.
This sucks to go first on.
Yeah, sorry.
Isn't it? Wait, didn't you? Yeah, man. All right, I'm gonna do a lot of explaining here.
Okay.
But I am gonna give original Mobile Suit Gundam. Emphasis on original and Mobile Suit Gundam. I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay, I was going to give it an 8.
I think the show is too old to recommend. Like, and unfortunately so. I think we have the eyes, Ian. We've evolved. We can see it. But I don't think anyone else can.
The thing is, like, you're right about that. But for its own merits, for people who can withstand Gundam, I remember us being extremely pleasantly surprised by how nuanced and how fun the show was when we actually got into it. And yes, there's episodes in the desert, but there was a lot of other stuff that we were really impressed by and shocked that existed.
And I almost think I would recommend the show higher than the movie trilogy.
Oh, I would. Absolutely.
Just because, as you said before, the more time we get to spend with the white base, and really, the movie trilogy does not cut the boring parts out. The second movie is just all the desert. And so, like, you get those awful boring parts too, but you also miss a lot of cool character interactions. So, yeah. So I give this a 7, which I still think, and you give it an 8, so we go up to an 8. Still think it's totally a great show, but, you know, I think it's too old and unwatchable to be a 9 or a 10.
All right. Well, that's Mobile Suit Gundam. But Dan, what about Mobile Suit Gundam 00, which goes after Mobile Suit Gundam alphabetically, because I don't know, like, if what more you could do to go after Gundam than to make it 00, right? Like, alphabetically.
Yeah, right. I wish it was Zeta, though, but unfortunately it is not. Zeta's not even close on this list. Okay. You go first,
and
Ian.
And remember, folks, we're going to rate 00 and 00 Season 2 the same, but we will rate Awakening of the Trailblazer differently, because that's like a completely different thing.
And we're going to rate it much lower, I'm sure.
So, it is tough to rate both seasons, but if I were to combine them, both the promise of the first season and also where it falls apart, and then the second season where it doesn't ever get going, I'd give this show a 6.
You give this show a 6?
Yeah.
I'm actually a little offended.
Nice. Put some controversy here.
Dang. Okay. I can hear
the emails starting up.
Okay. I think you're okay. I hate this. I hate this thing where everyone's like, well, 00 Season 2 sucks. Okay. It's not that bad, guys. All right. There's plenty of worse Gundam in existence than 00 Season 2.
Let's not set the bar that low, Dan.
I also think I've also been put into perspective what is bad anime now. Just because I feel like that's I've been true. Watching more. Therefore, I think I'm not going to rate it much higher than you. I'm going to rate it a 7, because I am a Gundam 00 sucker. This is known. I still think it is the second best serious AU Gundam to recommend to a new person.
That's probably true.
So therefore, I can't put it down to like a 5 or a 4, because then that just means all Gundam is bad, right? So it's like, you know, I give a 7. Like, it's not the best. Has its faults, and it's getting a little old, but it has a great soundtrack, great mech design, it's fun, it's like Saudi Arabia's in there, you know, Iran.
All right, Dan, what about Awakening of the Trailblazer?
This is awful. This
movie sucks.
God, like, maybe
it's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty, and it's only like an hour and a half. And it is Gundam, so that right there is like pretty cool. But
the unique mobile suits they show in Awakening of the Trailblazer aren't even that cool.
Okay, but the parkour scene with Marie and Alleluia,
it's
when
true.
They're getting attacked
by
the trucks,
exactly
cool.
One good joke with the movie theater.
Oh yeah, man, I don't want to give this below a 5, so but I'm gonna give it a 5.
All right, for the record,
what are you gonna give it?
I'm going to give it a 4, but that doesn't change the end record. It's a 5.
Okay, sorry. You were supposed to go first. My mistake.
No, I think it'd be right. Anyway, moving on to greener pastures, Mobile Suit Gundam 0080, War in the Pocket. So here's the thing. When we did our episode on this, we were both pretty tired of watching this show because we've seen it so many times, right?
God, yeah. I've maybe seen it like 5 whole times.
Yeah, same. And I haven't watched it since we did that episode.
But
I was
still starting really
to think I
show.
Could watch it again.
Or in the Pocket, man.
I know what I'm giving this easily.
And then let me hear it.
Out of Pocket, War in the Pocket gets a 10.
No.
Yeah. Do you want me to explain why?
No, but yeah, please explain why. I am flabbergasted.
If I forget, the fatigue I have of watching it too many times, which is not this show's fault. Here are the things that jump out to me. One, technical achievement. Great looking show, great mech designs, good music, good character designs, that sort of thing. No problem. Two, this really does zero in on the core essence of Gundam in 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm. War's bad. Gets there.
Yeah, war's bad and it sucks. And I think this is, and it's very showable to people, this movie. Because it really does cut down on any sort of background knowledge you need, and it makes it a very like tight OVA. Mm-hmm. Three, the camphor's in it. Four, I think it retains its power because it's so concise and well made and short. And of the Gundams, this is among the top tier for me, and definitely like part of what I rank Gundams on, I think, is how Gundam-y they are, or how important they feel to me in terms of like understanding the series. So that's why I think War in the Pocket is so highly rated.
Wow. Okay. So I won't change my my score based on yours, because it is going to be quite different than mine. Okay. And my reasoning is this: the very first time I watched War in the Pocket, which was so long ago, and I was watching Gundam by myself because I didn't have that many friends who watched Gundam. Mm-hmm. I found myself not caring at all the first four episodes. And it's, if you do remember, a lot of that is Al and Bernie just like hanging out in the city. They don't really do much. It's really endearing once you like, I think maybe it's more endearing the second time when you actually know the characters and kind of know what happens. It sort of does the Ideon thing where the ending is so shocking and so good that it makes you kind of want to rewatch it and understand it more the next time. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I think the first time viewing is worse than the second time, and therefore I'm going to give it an 8, which rounds up to a 9.
I think that's a perfectly respectable place to put this OVA.
Okay.
Here's a trickier one, though. Mobile Suit Gundam 0083 Stardust Memory.
Oh boy, I actually think this is much harder. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Besides like the memes, there's some really good memes in this. Like,
and like no the carrots, animation's please. Good. But
yeah, the Fading Light of Zeon, the movie version, is also pretty sweet, even though they sort of like cut a lot of it. Man, it's really pretty, but I can't stand all the characters. Like, God is cool, but he's the only character I care about. Yeah, Nina Purpleton and Kohoraki suck. I'm going to give it a 6. I said it impulsively. So,
I'm
deal with that again.
I should have thought of my answer before you said it, because I'm sort of stuck on where I want to put this.
Like, I kind of want to give it a 6.5. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like, it's tough.
I think a 6 is probably fine.
Because I think it's better than average.
Yeah, it's just not quite there all the way.
Yeah. And it's UC. It's good UC. But it is 13
episodes.
That's some great
Shoji Kawamori designs. You know,
yeah.
No shame there, but
yeah, most long. Of the design's good.
It's too long, and it's only 13 episodes, isn't that?
Yeah,
something?
Right. And like, all, right, like all the other Gundam, characters. Oh yeah, sorry. Move on.
We just gotta keep going. Most of Gundam NT.
Oh boy,
talk about tricky. We've seen this once in theaters, like a year and a half
so
ago.
So it's on US Gundam Info.
Oh yeah, it's out
I believe
now.
Anyone can watch it. I would love to rewatch it, but I think the version I have is only raw. So sad.
Geez, talk about how tough to rate. I think we'll give this a 6.
I think we had a very spectacular time watching this. We weren't together, but it was like a really eventful thing when this is like the first Gundam being shown like in American theaters like forever, like nationwide to select theaters. And going to a movie theater and watching this was like a super awesome experience.
Mm-hmm.
I love the callbacks to Zeta. I love the Benazir cameo. That really gets me going. But I think there's some really lame parts.
Yep.
Would you give it a 6? Man.
Yeah.
This the 5-6-7 zone is deadly, man. I'll tell you.
I know, it's rough. So much stuff.
I'll give it a 6 too. Super pretty. But I hate the dude, like the amount of space magic. It's a lot. A lot of space magic.
So next is Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt December Sky. And this is a show we were, I think, pretty harsh on when we actually watched it.
I think so, too. I think we were a little mean.
I think it's because at that point we were both kind of sick of Thunderbolt in the same way that we were kind of tired of War in the Pocket. In retrospect, the show does not deserve the shellacking we gave it, though it certainly has. I still stand by all the flaws that I identified.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think I would... Oh, you have to go first, Dan. What would you give this?
I think this is like a 7 or an 8, so I'm going to go with 7. I'm going to round down on myself. I think
I'm going to give it a 7 as well.
Okay, I think it's super pretty. Mm-hmm. It is, if you know someone, like a guy specifically, who's really into like gory action stuff, right?
Which is the comparison we kept making, yeah.
This is a really good show to recommend, movie to recommend to them. It's like a really good way to probably get those type of people into Gundam. Unfortunately, as we said before, there's not much other Gundam like it, but it's a spectacularly good-looking movie.
Speaking of spectacularly good-looking,
oh,
Mobile
God.
Suit Gundam Char's Counterattack.
All right. This is also one of my weaknesses. God.
I love Char's Counterattack. I've seen it a number of times now.
I'm so happy you love it.
Seeing it in theaters was really great, even though there was a weird spot on the screen that kind of ruined part of the effect. I'm going to give this a 9.
I'm whipping it out, Ian. I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do it, Ian. I'm going to say it. 10.
Okay.
I think...
This is our first 10 on the list.
I think that this movie is actually perfect because you show this movie to someone and they come away with really strong emotions. They typically like it. I think this movie is generally considered good, but they go, yeah. Man, I hate that Quest character. And like, man, that fight at the end was cool. And man, those mobile suits look sweet. And I think there's like a lot of like, it like
you just
draws
me.
A lot of energy, sayonara. Right? It's like, oh, it's so good, right? And I think the fact that like you have such a hateable character like Quest and you have such good mobile suit designs and you have such a cool ending and such good music, that all of it is memorable. I think like the fact that people come out and they go, they know Quest's name and they go, wow, I hated that girl Quest. She's so awful. I think there's like
what
a lot
like
a,
Hathaway.
It's so impactful, right? So I think like there are some problems. But I was like, you gave it a 9. I was like, that's my chance, baby. I can
do
it.
You saw his opening. It's like a critical hit screen where Dan's face flashed on the screen for a moment. It's like, that's my chance.
I admit that it's probably a 9, but man, I could watch this movie any day. I could watch it again. I'd watch it right now. Okay, so
Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Season 1 and 2.
Yeah. Tough one, right?
Talk about tough,
a disparity.
Man.
We said if Double O has a disparity between season 1 and season 2, Iron-Blooded Orphans has an even bigger one.
Yeah, right. What's your thoughts, Ian?
I cannot see this. The problem is that season 1 is good. Really good. Great intro to Gundam. Really pretty. Season 2 is still pretty, but it's kind of gets off the rails. And by kind of, I mean intensely. And all the characters that you liked and cared about start behaving strangely. And it's annoying. So
and
I just
got
to split the middle and end up at a 7 here, because I think that's around what the show deserves. It's like, yeah, it's okay, it's not fantastic, but it's a little on the better side, and I would recommend it still.
God, I wish we had a 7.5 here, because I don't really want to give it an 8. Mm-hmm. I agree with 100% of what you said. I think we're really in sync on this one. Super pretty, super good soundtrack. It's Gundam. What do we give 0083? This gotta be higher than that, right? We give that a 6?
0083 got a 6, yeah.
A 5? A 6? Okay. Yeah, I give this one a 7. I'll allow it. I won't go off the rails.
Alright. Dan. Zeta Gundam. It's the last one. It's got a Z in it, but this is like...
This is a big boy.
You have to rate this first, and I'm not envious of you, because
yeah,
I'm just gonna
drop the score and walk away. Give it a 9.
All right, you've given me an opening to give this show a 10, which is what I was going to do all along.
Really?
This is like the... I know it's not the first Gundam, but this is like the Gundam for me. When I watch any Gundam series, I'm comparing it to Zeta Gundam. Zeta Gundam has everything I like about it. It's got great characters. It's got real twisty plot, real good politics, good mecha designs, really intense character moments between all these characters. Complex emotions, a decent amount of space magic, not too much and not too little. Some beautifully staged scenes, some really memorable high moments. I think this is Gundam for me.
Man, I think you're just saying this because you love M Machine.
I love M Machine, but for the most part, I think part of what makes Zeta Gundam work so well for me is Quattro Vagina.
Man, all these characters are good, right?
Char in disguise is like him spending the whole show running from his legacy and then having to confront it at this big speech. It pays off perfectly.
I think I agree with pretty much all of that. This is like, if you can get your way through original Gundam, this is like the golden gates at the end, right? Yeah, this is it, man. It does such a good job evolving UC, I think. Like, what a wonderful gap that this spans between Gundam and, like, literally everything after it. Like, the whole Grips conflict does so much to extend. Like, you can even just skip Double Zeta and go straight into Char's counterattack and Unicorn. And this just is the reason why, really.
Yeah.
It's all based on Zeta. Well, so I agree. I think 9 and 10 is good. So we round up. We gave it a 10, baby. We got two 10s.
Both Gundams, not terribly shocking. Both UC Gundam within a small moment of each other.
Yeah, both right.
Char content. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I think now that we've watched Rossifon, this instantly goes up at least one or two points, right?
Like, now that we know how hard it is to make Neon Genesis Evangelion, I respect it a lot more.
Like, if we would have watched only Rossifon or only Neon Genesis Evangelion, they both Rossifon would be higher and this would be lower. But the fact that we've seen both is really just...
Really, it really hammers into me what a feat of storytelling Evangelion is.
Yeah.
And I really do like these characters. I like... It's got this really intense message going on. It's got this... It takes itself seriously, which sounds like a weird thing to compliment, but it does try really hard to be a serious show, so I want to commend that, which is, it's just a weird point, but I think Evangelion is a show worth taking seriously, which is important.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that you have the most recognizable anime characters ever, Asuka and Rei, coupled with literally the most iconic anime opening of all time, and then one of the most iconic mechs, the Eva, Unit 1?
01, yeah. But also, all of the angels and other Evas look good, too. They're all interesting.
But I think the fact that you can show basically, like, anyone who's ever seen any amount of anime, like, one of those three things, four things. Like,
I've seen that somewhere.
Or heard. I think you can't sleep on that, right?
No.
That being said, I think the last two episodes actually really destroyed the show. And the fact that you have to watch End of Evangelion to make sense of this kind of sucks. So I'm going to give it an 8.
I was exactly going to give it an 8.
Oh, then perfect. We're right there.
But when we move on to the end of Evangelion, which distills the last two episodes into an extremely good feature-length movie, I'd give that a 9.
I am 100% on board with you. I think it's a little goofy. I think it is a little goofy.
Yeah.
But I still think it is like the quintessential ending. Even more so than Do You Remember Love. Like, you kind of need to watch Do You Remember Love as well. Like, it's like a coupled thing. This, you actually have to. Because if you just watch Neon Genesis Evangelion, I think you will be disappointed.
Yeah.
So this is like, yeah.
But End of Evangelion is just an extremely well-made movie. It's very self-contained. It's very pretty. It does a very good job of tying together all of Evangelion's themes.
Agreed.
And it has Kamsu Sertan in it, so.
Yeah, and that's pretty banging.
Next on the list is one Dan has no opinion on, because I'm the only one who's seen it, and that's Promare.
All right, I gave it a 6.5.
I'm
just kidding.
I've softened a little. When I recorded that Promare episode, I was still riding high on the adrenaline of seeing Promare, which is basically what the movie does, is it's nonstop adrenaline, right?
Mm-hmm.
To agree with me, Dan. Everything I'm saying is correct. I just need you to affirm it for the listeners.
Yeah, okay.
However, I've softened a little on it because I feel like the message is a little less... It's just a little obvious. It's a bit of an obvious movie.
It's Trigger, right? So it's going to be...
Yeah, it's Trigger. I think I'm still going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Which is strange to give something the same ranking as Evangelion, because I definitely like Evangelion more than Promare. But I don't... It's not quite a 7. It's really a good movie, and it's really just by spectacle alone an 8. But it's a very different kind of 8 than Evangelion, if that makes sense.
Totally fair. Man, getting towards the end.
We are getting towards the end. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more of these to rate.
And literally, because this next one is the end of us.
Razaphon, the Full Metal Panic of 2020.
To be fair, I did not specifically choose Full Metal Panic the first time.
No, we both agreed it was a good idea, but I meant in terms of its ability to destroy the podcast.
Yeah, but I take full credit for Razaphon.
As you should. Dan's only recently come out of timeout for making us watch Razaphon.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to start recommending stuff to you. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
I think way back then I told you, I had actually seen like the first 7 episodes of Razaphon when I stopped watching. Mm-hmm. And there's probably a good reason for that now that I think about it. We got written in that we were pretty critical of the show. I think, and that's fair.
I wonder why.
I'm going to take that more to heart. And in my Knights of Magic, you'll see I try to stay upbeat, even though I wasn't a huge fan, as you can tell from my rating earlier. That being said, I don't think the show's good. I think it's bad.
I think it's bad.
I'm going to give it a 3. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But
all right, I'm glad we were on the same level because I'm just going to give it a 4.
Wow, you gave it higher than me?
I did. I've softened a little on it. In the thing that I remember Razaphon most is the visual stuff, which is pretty good.
Okay, that's fair.
So as I have intentionally located and purged all other Razaphon related information from my brain, I am left only with the good visual designs.
Fair enough. That's a little surprise for me. So Razaphon gets a 4.
Next up, though, maybe I should watch this show again. SSSS Gridman.
Yeah, has Anna seen all of it yet?
No, not yet. My appreciation for the show has only grown after I've watched some more Godzilla movies. So not just the Mechagodzilla episode, but I've watched a few more since then.
And it's only 12 episodes. So you can God, listen, you're so quarantine-y, you can do this in 2 days.
Someone easy on Twitter just did it in like a day. Yeah, I saw someone tweet.
Well, that's if you're really degenerate. So
they were like working, had it on their second monitor, which is how I used to watch all anime. But Gridman, fantastic. You don't even need to know anything about Tokusatsu Kaiju. But the more you do, the more you'll like this show. Great characters, great designs, good music, good vibes, good ending even. Mm-hmm. I'd give this an 8.
I'm 100% with you. I was afraid you were going to give it a higher. I think an 8 is perfect.
Yeah. Show's perfect just really length. Hits the points. Yeah.
Perfect length. I think there's some questionable things, but it's just a good looking show and it's fun. I just don't like the main character.
This is the highest rated 12 to 13 episode anime we've watched.
Oh, that's exciting. Man, get me, as I said before, and Anna knows, get me some of those Gridman girls, you know what I'm saying?
Gridman honeys, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, here it is, Dan. The second show we ever watched on this podcast. Can you believe that? Suisei no Gargantia.
I'm actually horrified to rank this. I feel like we should be forced to go back and rewatch this. And not soon, but like in 2 years. Just like,
yeah,
we have to, right?
With a little more context of how bad it can be.
Yeah. Man.
I still don't like this show, really. But
no, I don't think I do either.
I'm struggling. I'm like trying to think about where it ranks in comparison to the other 12 to 13 episode shows we've watched.
I think there's some cool concepts. Because the fact that like the planet is just water and they have to move around on boats. I like that first interaction where they land and he has to like figure out, like they don't speak the same language. So they have to be like translated.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the overall plot of like the giant alien things and how the people became the aliens. I think that is so stupid.
It's bad.
And I remember there are some other like kind of lame marks. That being said, I'm going to give it a 5?
That's exactly where I wanted to put it.
A 6? It's totally fine.
I was also
fine.
Thinking about a 6, but I just don't think it's there yet.
It's totally fine.
But if you would have asked us when we first watched Gargantia, it would have been like a 3, I feel like.
Yeah, a 3 or a 4, but it's definitely, yeah. But yeah, as I said before, in a year from now, it'll be a 6. Soon it'll be a 10. All right.
Top Lunarai 2, Die Buster.
Oh. Kind of sucks these are out of order.
I don't know. I kind of like that they're out of order because I like Gunbuster a lot more than I like Diebuster. So we might as well start with Diebuster.
Okay.
For me, go for it. Diebuster is. Oh, God. Here's what I remember about Diebuster. Some of the mech designs, the first fight, and the sexual assault scene. And
yeah,
that's not a good list of things for me to remember about Diebuster.
Yeah.
I'd probably give this a 6.
Man, I did not like this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to game it a little bit here. I was originally going to give it a 4. I think that's a little too critical. I think it was such a letdown from Gunbuster, because Gunbuster has aged so well in my brain.
Wow, they are only 0.2 apart on Mal, which says to me there is something wrong with... I've decided it's not us, it's them.
Wait, what is it? Wait, what is Diebuster?
Diebuster has a 7.7, and Gunbuster has a 7.9.
God, they should not be that close. Okay, so that being said, I'm going to give Diebuster a... Wait, would you give it a 6?
I give it a 6.
You give it a 6?
I think it's perfectly fine. It's a show.
I'm giving it a 4 then. I stand by what I was going
to
do.
He's giving it out to him. He's giving it out to a 5.
I was going to give it a 4, and then I was like, I'll give it a 5, but I forgot it rounds up to 6. So I'm going to give it a 4 if it rounds up to 5. I just think that it's such a letdown compared to Gunbuster. That's all I'm going to say. I think Gunbuster is so much better that this is a horrible sequel.
So speaking of which, Dan, what's your ranking for Top One Their Eye, Gunbuster?
Oh, man. This is so tough, because like the fact that we have 9s and 10s now, it's like, man, is this? And I'm afraid of what you're gonna say. So I'm trying to like really harness my inner self. So that being said, I'm gonna give it something that I think that is just it's a great show. It's super easy to watch, and I think you should watch it. That being said, I think the first 2 or 3 episodes kind of suck. Once they get to space, it's sick. So I'm gonna give it an 8.
I was going to give it a 9.
All right, then that's perfect. I'm so happy. It can take a 9.
I didn't want to have it a 9. Here's part of the reason why is Gunbuster is in my head more than almost any other show we've watched. I'm thinking about Gunbuster. Gunbuster comes up. I'm comparing things to Gunbuster. And it's really an adventurous, exciting... Wow, we've rated it higher than Anno's other work, Evangelion.
I think it is better than Evangelion.
It's a tight 6 episodes that end spectacularly well.
It has the best ending in the world. And mm-hmm. I think episodes like 1 through 3 are like actually kind of bad. And 4, 5, and 6 are amazing. Like once they get to space and start doing the time dilation stuff, it becomes like horrifyingly intense.
I kind of like the slow build to this horrifying endpoint where you're like, what? Because it starts off like, you know, like a school show, and then the way it morphs slowly is really compelling to me.
I thought that like the weird student teacher relationship thing was kind of awkward.
Kind of forgot about that. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a little weird. And like you said, you liked the school part, which I think is the part that is what we disagree on. And I did not like the school part.
I don't know if I like the school part, but I like what it does in the story.
I think in retrospect, I agree. I think at the time, I did not.
All right. Uchu Senkan Yamato movie. Space Battleship Yamato. The movie. This is a real... Talk about tough ones to rate. This is because this is more of a historical artifact than a piece of animation you will enjoy.
Yeah, right. I recently read the Wikipedia article on the Pacific campaign in World War II, so I'm familiar with the actual Battleship Yamato.
You're a bit of an expert.
That being said... I don't know what it has to do with this movie.
Gosh, golly gee. 5?
Gosh, golly gee. I mean, the 1950s?
Yeah, I'm trying to role play that's someone pretty who's accurate, in the Pacific right? conflict.
Yeah. Man, I feel like if I gave it anything less than a 5, I'd be considered like...
You'd be barred from the country you live in.
Yeah, right? Abe sent me my masks today, dude, so I should be careful.
Look, dude, I got a check from Donald J. Trump, by which I mean direct deposit, so I think we know who's the winner here.
I will not say whether or not I got that check as well, because I don't want the IRS listening. That being said, I'm going to give this movie a four, which doesn't matter because it'll go to a 5 anyhow.
Your objection is noted.
But yeah, I just was kind of... What are some stinkers we're ending on here?
Gosh. And now, Megazone 23.
We should have really ramped up to this, but I guess I would have been biased.
This is incomplete, because technically Megazone 23 is 4 episodes. They list them as 4 different episodes instead of like 4 different OVAs, which is totally not what I would do, but...
God, what a disaster this was, wasn't it? Megazone 23.
I remember thinking the first episode was kind of interesting. But there was also sexual assault in that one, and then there was the girl who got shot in the head, which was cool. I know that sounds weird, but...
Yeah, no, that was awesome, right? When she gets gatted in the head out of nowhere. Man, there's some really memorable, horrific, gruesome awesome parts of both of these movies, then there needs to be any right to, like, you remember when the one girl gets like gunned down on the motorcycle and she like flicks the dude off at the very end? That was sick. That was the same movie. But that being said, they were like sort of a train wreck. They were like really bad.
I agree. So what's your rating, Dan? You have to go first.
4?
I was going to give it a 5. I think this 4. I don't actually. Do I think this is worse than Buddy Complex?
We get Buddy Complex and it's a magic fight.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 5. We're going to end up at a 5.
We'll stick her there. Some cool parts.
That's our last one. Now, Dan, I'm going to order these from, I'm going to sort them by rating.
Oh, man. This is intense. And we're going to talk.
So, our 2 10s are Zeta Gundam and Char's Counterattack.
Well deserved.
Absolutely extremely on brand for our podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Gundam Do About Nothing podcast.
Sorry, that's horrible. We have 5 9s, which are a little more mixed. There's Neon Genesis Evangelion, End of Evangelion, Mobile Suit Gundam 0080, War in the Pocket, Gunbuster, Do You Remember Love, and Build Fighters.
Build Fighters should probably be an 8, but I gave it a 9.
I told you, Dan, why I gave it an 8.
Yeah, whatever.
Because it doesn't quite compare. Then we've got a whole bunch of...
You look at that list of Build Fighters is clearly the odd one out.
Got a whole bunch of 8s. I'm going to skip down to the bottom of the list just to get that in there. We've only got a few series that rank below a 5, and we got a lot of 5s. So at 2, we have Full Metal Panic, a show we both loathe on a moral level. And at 4, we've got Razaphon.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
There's a huge swelling in the middle at 5, 6, and 6.
There's our bell curve.
Let's see. What is our average? Our mean score is 6.8, which sounds about right.
Wow, and that's all right, because a lot of times we're like, man, can we give this like a 6.5 or a 7.5? And that puts it right around 7.
We probably could have utilized the below the 5 part of the scale a little more, but like, with Full Metal Panic at 2, it was hard. It's hard to go lower, and like, it's hard to figure out what's a 3.
So I think I think we gave a lot of 4s. I think the issue was that every time one of us gave a 4, the other one of us gave a 5.
Yeah.
In any because, case, you know,
I generally am pretty... I'm pretty happy with where this ended up. We're going to post this list. It would be interesting, Dan, to do this a different way, I've realized now, which is to not rate them like this, but to rank them. So we go in order and say, first, I'm going to put this is our only show we've watched at 1. Then we compare each show until we create a ranked list.
We make a power ranking.
Yeah, that's maybe another time if people enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Though that's all for now. We're going to post this list on Twitter. When I announce this, I'll put it on our website and so on, so you can look at it and get angry and leave comments on our mail page. I don't know if you can leave comments on your mail page, but...
Yeah, our mail page, if you're listening to this right now and you, for some reason, don't want to look at the link or whatever, it's just Mechadoo Podcast.
Yeah, right. MyAnimeList.net. If you want to reach out to us and really lay into us for where we ended up rating some of these shows, you can reach us at mechadooaboutnothing@gmail.com. That's the name of the podcast @gmail.com. Our website is mechadoo.moe, and our Twitter account is @mechadoopodcast. Oh, next week, it's Knights and Magic 1-7, so watch those. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Ian.
Until next week, will you be able to survive?